USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is confirming the body found in Wyoming is Gabby Petito. A body fitting Petito's description was found on Sunday in a camping area near Grand Teton National Park. The FBI noting the coroner's initial determination for her death is homicide. Her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, is a person of interest in her disappearance, and the FBI executed a search warrant at his family home as agents look for him. Democratic congressional leaders on Monday rolled out a plan that will attach the debt limit extension to legislation funding the government. Republican Senator from Utah, Mitt Romney, not a fan of this idea.
A single Republican vote on spending measures, but they think we should have to raise the debt limit for them. That's not something we're going to do. If they're going to spend all the money on their own, then they're going to pay for it on their own.
This is USA Radio News.
Two straws, one check. It must be date night. If you've logged on to social media in the last few weeks, you're sure to have seen fans of the chart-topping hit by Walker Hayes doing the fancy leg dance at Applebee's restaurants across the country. Inspired by the song's chorus, the restaurant is bringing back the Oreo cookie shake. So now fans can have their very own fancy leg date night with a Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Country singer turned TikTok sensation, Walker Hayes.
My wife Lainey and I have always gone to Applebee's for date night. And it's a great spot to stop with the kids while we're on tour. So, I've always thought it'd be fun to write a song about it. And it's been so great to see the response to the song and people doing the dance on social media. Now, to top it off, Applebee's has brought back their Oreo cookie shake so everyone can celebrate just like my song. What's better than that, y'all?
To find your local restaurant for a fancy-like date night, visit applebees.com/restaurants.
The man accused of staging a deadly shooting spree in a Minnesota health clinic is expected to appear in court Tuesday. Gregory Ulrich is charged with second-degree murder, attempted murder, and setting off explosive devices for what he's accused of doing northwest of Minneapolis. Prosecutors say the 68-year-old defendant shot five workers at a clinic in Buffalo back in February. The Biden administration is announcing a new policy regarding travel to the United States.
The United States will put out the welcome mat in November to air travelers from 33 countries, including China, India, Brazil, and most of Europe, who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The decision announced by the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, Jeff Zients, marked an abrupt shift from President Biden's stand last week that said it was not the right time to lift any restrictions amid rising COVID-19 cases. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff is holding a press conference on the reintroduction of the Protecting Our Democracy Act, Schiff saying the bill will limit the power of the president.
The Protecting Our Democracy Act, a landmark package of sweeping democratic reforms, will, among many other things, prevent future presidential abuses of power, restore a system of checks and balances, and protect our elections from foreign interference.
Among other things, the bill will also prohibit self-pardons by the president and suspend the statute of limitations for any federal offense committed by a sitting president or vice president. The House is still debating a $3.5 trillion budget package that Democrats are calling human infrastructure. Paired with it is a John Lewis Voting Rights Act, which includes Democrats' election reform policies. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell warns of the consequences he claims will come with the bill.
It still makes Washington bureaucrats the de facto board of elections for all 50 states, dictating the terms of things like automatic and same-day voter registration. It still insists on impeding state efforts to ensure integrity of voter rolls through popular common-sense voter ID measures. It still has government dollars going directly to politicians' campaigns.
Democrats argue states like Georgia, Texas, and Florida are enacting stricter voting laws, which justifies their election reform bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.